Hi, how are you? I'm Gene Price from Hollywood for the Country Express and Today's Army, and this is Tony Booth.
I've got them steadily depressing, low down my message, working at the car wash blues. Well, I just got out of the county prison, doing 90 different on support. Try to find me an executive position, but no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was genius. We got all that we can use. Now I got them steadily depressing, low down my messing, working at the car wash blues. Well, I should be sitting in an air-conditioned office in a swivel chair, talking some trash to the secretary, saying, hey now, mama, come on over here. Instead, I'm stuck here rubbing his fenders with a rag and walking home in soggy old shoes. With him steadily depressing, low down my messing, working at the car wash blues. You know a man of my ability, he should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I just have to wait in my rubber suit rubbing this car. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true. Walking at the end of Niagara Falls is an undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini in any highbrow society news. Cause I got them steadily depressing, low down my messing, working at the car wash blues. Yeah.
Hey, you heard it from Tony Booth and the guys. That's called Working at the Car Wash Blues. And I know most of you are saying, wait a second, that's not the original song. No, it's not. The original one was by the late Jim Croce. He wrote the song. And but you know, really, if you listen to the lyrics, that is about as country as you will get. And a big record. It's doing very nicely in country music, as I'm sure that most everybody thought it would do. How are you? I'm Gene Price, and we're here for Today's Army. This is the Country Express, and stick around because we got some good ones for you. Here's one of them. This should be a top 10 song. This is Marty Robbins and the story of a two-gun Danny.
My friends call me two-gun. I answer when they call. My friends call me two-gun. I answer when they call. I got one in my boot top, one in my overalls. Do-do-day-ho, do-day-ho, do-day. Well, I've rode me some freight trains, I've rode some aeroplanes. I've rode some freight trains, I've rode some aeroplanes. I don't care how I travel, I get there just the same. Give me water when I'm thirsty, a bottle when I'm dry. Water when I'm thirsty, a bottle when I'm dry. Play me some sad, sad music when I want to cry. Do-do-day-ho, do-day-ho, do-day. Well, I got me a good line, and it works every time. I got me a good line, it works every time. When I start to use it, women all stand in line. You may think I'm lying, what I say ain't true. You may think I'm lying, what I say ain't true. If you don't believe me, woman, let me try my line on you. Doodle-ay-o, doodle-ay-o, doodle-ay. Ideo, doodle-ay. Ideo, doodle-ay.
Marty Robbins, and the song is just titled Two Gun Daddy. And like I say, it's in the charts right now, and it's going to be a big record, I think, before it's finally over with. Bigger than most people think. Hey, listen, got to talk to you about something important. How can a young man or woman get a good job in Europe? In today's Army, of course. Your local Army representative can give you a written guarantee for assignment in Europe or job training of your choice or both. Today's Army can make it happen for you in Europe. So call or visit your Army representative about your future. He'll help you join the people who joined the Army. One of my very favorite records, I'm not sure if I have played this song recently or if ever on the Country Express. If not, I'm sorry I didn't get around to it until now. Because of all the Tanya Tucker records, I undoubtedly think this has got to be the best written and the best song she has done. As a matter of fact, Harry Reasoner, one of the anchormen on one of the on ABC News, if I remember correctly, some time back did a special. He was talking about Tanya Tucker, and he said, I was driving to work, and I like country music, and I heard Tanya Tucker sing a song called What's Your Mama's Name, Child? He said, I was so taken with it, I decided that we should go out and do a story, which they did, and it was very well done, and it gave a lot of important insights into this young gal and what she thinks and how she has made, you know, a big transition into show business at the age of 16. Well, this song, when recorded, was a big hit. She was only 14, so here it is. If you've never heard it, you're in store for a real biggie. Tanya Tucker and What's Your Mama's Name, Child?
What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? 30-some-odd years ago, a young man came to Memphis asking about a rose that used to blossom in his world. People never took the time to mind the young man's questions until one day they heard him ask a little green-eyed girl. What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? Lost a month of life and labor to the county jail just because he asked a little green-eyed girl a question and offered her a nickel's worth of candy if she'd tell. A year and some odd days ago, an old man died in Memphis. Just another way which so the county had to claim. Inside the old man's ragged coat they found a faded letter. It said you have a daughter and her eyes are Wilson Green.
What's your mama's name?
Tanya Tucker, who comes from the fair-sized metropolis of Seminole, Texas. And I think right now she's 16 years old. As I mentioned, she was 14 when she was discovered. Her first hit song, and it, to this day, I've got to tell you, I still consider it far and above the best version of Delta Dawn. Even I know Helen Reddy sold all those records, but and Tanya Tucker's, I think, got to number 77 or something like that in the Hot 100. Fans, for all of you out there with a scorecard, it was What's Your Mama's Name, Child, Tanya Tucker, and this is Roy Drusky on the Country Express and Little Dixie Lily.
Showboat coming up the river. See her lanterns flicker in the gentle breeze. I can hear the crickets singing in the evening. Oh, Dixie Lily, moving past the cypress trees. My little boat, she rocks easy. I've been catching a catfish in the creek all day. Oh, and I've never seen ladies like those on the big boats. Must be fancy free, makes them live that way. Hey, Dixie Lily, chugging like a grand old lady. Paddles hitting home in the midday sun.
Favorite song. That's called Dixie Lily, and I want to thank you, Roy, for singing that. I always had a soft spot for a band named Roy. I always had a soft spot for a band named Gene, too. I used to write with him.
Well, thank you.
That's all right, Bungaroo.
It was Roy Drusky. You know, when he got into country music, he and Ray Price, not together or collectively, so to speak, but both were entertaining thoughts of becoming veterinarians. And I guess, you know, you're singing very well. I would be curious as to see, just like on a good year for Roy Drusky or Ray Price, as the case might be, how much money, I always know, I like to nosy into people's business, how much money they would make as a singer as compared to, say, a veterinarian had a good year. I mean, let's say the secretariat came in with a cold. There, you know, there's $1 million right there.
That'll be $1 million for the horse to get him out of here.
Because, you know, they... It's like, I guess, everything else. If you got money, then you got to pay. But
forget it.
Well, I'm sorry. That was our program director there. That's the reason you never hear him on the air. The voice is a little down. Well, here we are on this ridiculous, silly program.
This is certainly the most ridiculous program I've ever heard.
Hey, here's a song from Lynn Anderson, and her husband wrote the tune, as he does most of her records. And, by the way, Groucho will be back to help us out with the service in a minute. But this song, written by Glenn Sutton, Lynn Anderson, and what a man my man is.
That blues, I'm not gonna sing it no more. Finally got my hands on what I've been looking for. I found me a man who knows how to keep me eating from the palm of his hand. Talk about sunshine.
You just heard it from one of the cute gals of country music. Her name is Lynn Anderson, and the song is What a Man My Man Is. Believe it or not, she got one of her big breaks off the Lawrence Welk Show. A lot of people didn't know that she used to sing on the Lawrence Welk Show. That was so wonderful. Thank you, Lynn, and thank you, Lawrence. Hey, ever heard of a job that pays you a $1,500 or $2,500 bonus to start? No way, not with today's tight job market. But today's Army offers cash bonuses to high school graduates who choose any one of 25 jobs, special jobs for special people. Jobs in the fields of electronics, mechanics, and communications. Now, best of all, you'll have time to enjoy your cash bonus with today's Army's 30 days paid vacation a year plus free housing and food and free health and dental care. So if you are a person who likes to use your head as well as your hands, you can get your future on the right track with skill training and a cash bonus. Get full details on the 25 special jobs and $1,500 or $2,500 bonus from your nearest Army representative. He can put you in touch with your future today, so join the people who have joined the Army and get a cash bonus, too. Check it out real soon. All right, Jack Reno. I think, if I am not mistaken, Jack Reno was, maybe still is, a disc jockey back in Nebraska who does some singing on the side. And, Jack, if that's not the case, well, this certainly has been the Willard W. Willard Show. Anyway, Jack's big song, it's called Jukebox, and it's in the charts, and a good one.
Each night around the hour of 10, she walks into this place. She always walks right up to me, and she pays me the same. With her tender touch upon my face, I begin to play. She goes over to the corner and tries to hide her shame. Most anyone will tell you that I have no heart or soul, but how they really listen to all the stories that I've told. Sing the sad songs about a broken love affair, and they say I'm just a jukebox, and who am I to care? I can tell she has a heartache no one alone could stand. By the song she has me sing to her, I'd say she knew a man. A man she must have loved so much to let him hurt her so. But I am just a jukebox, so who am I to know? Yes, they say that I'm a jukebox and I have no heart or soul. A bright box full of music, when they touch me I feel cold. But they don't really know me, 'cause they say I have no soul. And they say I'm just a jukebox, and I couldn't really know. Yes, they say that I'm a jukebox, and who am I to know?
Ah, that's a sad one. That's Jack Reno, as I told you, and the song is just titled Jukebox, for those of you who get a kick out of that sort of thing. Well, I guess we have time for one more, and we might as well see what we can do. Jerry Lee Lewis, who is known as the Killer. If you've ever read any articles about Jerry Lee, you'll find he is what we would call a very immodest person. As a matter of fact, he said that his live act is the best live show in the last 15 years. And you got to give him credit. He does have a lot of confidence. And this song is, I think, a good record. And I will very honestly tell you, I don't know how it's doing as far as hit-wise, but I know it is a hit. But here's Jerry Lee, and he can't fill my shoes.
There they go, and there's a look of satisfaction on his face. He's got her now, and he's so proud, he's walking in my place. I was first, went to third, a third she now can't lose. He's walking in my tracks, but he can't fill my shoes. Everywhere he's going, I've already been.
Alice and he can't fill my shoes. And I... Oh, here he is right now.
That was certainly the most ridiculous song I've ever heard of. Guys, listen, if you're the outdoor type who likes to work with men and machines, as you learn and develop your leadership abilities, today's Army certainly has a job for you. Find out about the challenge and responsibility available with the Army's Combat Arms Enlistment Option from your local Army representative. Do something for yourself and your country when you join the people who've joined the Army. It's certainly time to go.
Hang on, Groucho, let me get on your back. Okay, you guys take off. See you in about a week. Take care, goodbye, and God bless.